off of this crazy weekend from where we are. Come on, let's bless him. God, you're awesome, you are mighty, and there is none like you, God. We bless you just for being God. We worship you. We lift you high in all the earth. God, I pray now for everyone connected to this call, God, that you would allow your grace, mercy, and power to cover them on today. God, I speak against accidents. I speak against sickness. God, I pray that you would wrap your loving arms around them and give them peace. And let this day be the greatest day of their lives. Thank you for this gift called Thursday, Father, one we've never seen before, one we'll never see again. And in this day, we know there are miracles in store for us. So, God, I touch and agree with those who are on this call for their peace, their power, and their prosperity. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. 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 What a blessing to have these moments to share with you here on the Morning Inspirational Vitamin. I am so excited and enjoy spending our time together every day, Monday through Friday. Please continue to do what you're doing. Share this video. Share it. Have your friends do the same thing. It's going around the world, and it's doing so because you are sharing the word. All the way from Chicago, hey, Evangelist Deborah, what a blessing to see you on the call today. All the way from New York, Lewis, Rita Lewis, God bless you. So I'm excited, and I love sharing this word, and from the responses that I'm getting, that you're enjoying the word today. So I want to do something different today. On the call, on the Facebook Live, I want to just share what you've gotten out of the word on today. So go with me. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 7. 2 Kings, chapter 7. I want to read one verse and then give you something for your day today. 2 Kings, chapter 7, and it reads, "And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, 'Why sit we here until we die?'" Let me give you the background here. Here you have four leprous men. They were sick. They were sick with this condition called leprosy that in biblical times was incurable. When you had leprosy, you had to stay on the outskirts of town, and you were literally given a death sentence. You could no longer engage with your family. You could no longer come back in. But what happened, they had to stay out there and literally wait to die. But the Bible here says that they sat on the outskirts, and they began to talk to one another and said, "Why sit here until we die?" I want to ask you, some of us, we've got so much potential. We've got so much opportunity in front of us. Why sit where we are until we die? Whether you know it or not, family, every day we're inching closer to the grave. I've said it many times. Everybody's going to die, but not many of us are going to live. When are you going to do what God has commanded you to do, even when it takes greater effort than what you're currently giving right now? So these leprous men said, "Why sit here until we die? We're hungry. There is no food. There's a famine in the land. But there's a city down the hill. Now, if we go down there and there's some enemies there, they'll kill us. If we go down there and there is no food, we'll die." She said, "So let's go down there anyway." Why? Because we have nothing to lose. This is what I want to give you today, family. You've got nothing to lose by trusting God with your life. You've got nothing to lose. The first thing that happened, these men were desperate. Desperate people do desperate things. Desperate people will overturn odds. They will do whatever they have to do to accomplish their goal. When you get desperate for the things of God and desperate for your next level, there is nothing and no one that can stop you. Desperate means I'm thinking about what I need to do every day, all the time, and anything that comes in my way is going to get run over. Why? Because I'm desperate. I need you to get desperate for what God has called you to do. I need you to get desperate for the things that you know that you can do, but you're currently not doing. Desperate means I'm not going to let anything stop me, not my finances, not my family, not anything going to stop me from doing what God has commanded me to do. So these men got desperate. We can't stay here and just die. They got desperate, but then they also got determined. I am determined not to let this be my end. I felt that. I am determined to not let my current circumstance be my end. I am determined to not let my tombstone read that I was good for everybody else, but was not doing what God commanded me to do. I am determined that I will reach the higher heights that God has for me. I need you to get determined. I need you to shake off everything that's holding you where you are and get determined to do what God has called you to do. You got to be desperate, but then you got to be determined. Determined means no matter how many roadblocks I hit, I'm going to keep it moving. No matter how many no's I get, I'm going to keep pursuing. No matter how many people talk about me, I don't care anymore. We've got to get to a point in our lives where we are no longer manipulated by the commentary of those standing on the sidelines while we are running the race. Don't let anybody who's not playing tell you how to play the game. You've got to keep focused on what God has called you to do. So these four leprous men, they were desperate, they were determined, and they decided that they're going to go into the city. When they got to the city, these four leprous men, and they got to the gates of the city, I can imagine, what are we going to do? If we got to go in there and there's an enemy there, we're going to fight. If there's nobody there and there's no food, we're going to die anyway. If the enemy is there and they kill us, we're going to die. So what we've got nothing to lose. Here's what these four leprous men did. They went into the city, and when they got there and they got into the gates, there was no enemy, and there was food there just for them. The only thing they had to fight was their fear. Family, when you overcome your fear and operate in faith, you've got nothing to lose. When you overcome your fear and operate in faith, you've got nothing to lose. Today, I want you to take the first step in your journey, and that step over your fears. You've got nothing to lose. Get desperate. Get determined. And when you get desperate and determined, you will discover that God is on your side. Gates will swing open. There may be opposition. There may be enemies. But when God is on your side, you will always be victorious. Desperate, determined, you will discover that your miracle is waiting on you. You've got nothing to lose. Let's pray, family. Let's pray. Father, I pray that those who are connected to this call are motivated by your word, that if these four leprous men who were given a death sentence could motivate themselves to get to their next level, what about us? These four leprous men, God, who no one wanted to talk to, no one wanted to touch, they bound together and they said, this is our defining moment. We're not going to stay here and die. There are great things still left for me to do in my life. Where I am now does not have to be where I am. So, God, I pray that we're all motivated to seek that next level, to seek the destiny that you have for us. So, God, push us, pull us, whatever we need to do. God, I pray that you allow us all to take that step today, getting closer to what you commanded us to do. So, Father, once again, I pray for those who are on this call, their peace, their power, and their prosperity. God, I pray that they get desperate, determined, and they will discover that you will open doors in their favor. Father, do that, and I will bless you and give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Family, I am praying for you today, and I want you to do the same for me. Right now, it's time to repost this video and let the world know that they can accomplish what God has called them to do. We've got nothing to lose. Listen, I love you much. If you're in the Metro Atlanta area, stop by the Center of Hope. We'll be there this Sunday. It's going to be a fantastic worship experience. We got to get out of here, y'all. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shall glory. And amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. We're out of here like the bulbs when the lights come on. All right? Peace.